Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Trevor Woods with SB Nation's Maize and Brew live from the Fiesta Bowl festivities in Scottsdale, Arizona, where on this Thursday afternoon, TCU, the Horned Frogs, had their media day. The whole team took part. Later on, there will be the Michigan Wolverines doing the same. I spoke with a handful of TCU players, and that's what this podcast is going to be about. So first up for you is Travius Hodges Tomlinson, cornerback.
It has been talked about in, like, you know, in every other article, you know, we're way faster than any team that they've seen. You know, what comes with speed is power. You know, so I feel like, you know, it would be different for them. You know, but they're a solid team, so we'll see how it goes.
You said that TCU's faster than any team that Michigan's faced this year. Right. Is Michigan anything different than anything TCU's faced this year?
Nah, no, sir, they're not at all. Just understand that they're in the Big Ten, you know. They like to talk about size and stuff like this. And, I mean, at the end of the day, size does not play a role in football. You know, so we're just ready for the job in hand, man. And, you know, I hope the best for them. But I just want them to understand that we're coming.
Well, you've had a few weeks to prepare for Michigan. What are your thoughts? What have you seen so far from their quarterback and their receivers?
I've seen their quarterback. He's had success at, you know, being, you know, what he has to be in their offense. You know,
what does he have to be?
Quarterback.
Okay.
Whenever something wrong happens, he has to be able to make a check, or he has to be able to, you know, extend plays. You know, he's done that in their conference. So, you know, man, kudos to him.
Next up, quarterback Max Duggan.
I think obviously there's things that they do extremely well, and there's things that we need a game plan around them and their strengths and their weaknesses. But I don't think we can really get away too much from what we do. You know, there's things that we've done that have gotten us to this point, and preparing that way. And, you know, whether it's running the ball, whether it's taking shots. You know, just kind of going to see how the game goes. Maybe it'll turn into a game that we run the ball a lot. Maybe it'll turn into a game that we throw the ball a lot, or maybe it'll be balanced. So just kind of seeing how the game goes, but, you know, sticking to what we do best, I think.
So going along with sticking to what you do best, Michigan has one of the best pass rushes in the nation. They knocked a couple of quarterbacks out of games this year. So my question to you about that is, does that change your approach at all, that they have a good pass rush, some heavy hitters, or are you going in the game the same way?
Yeah, you're obviously you know what's coming out of the the studs that they got on the ends and their third down packages and what they can do. So I got to do a good job of getting the ball out, making sure our IDs are right up front. Our line has done a great job this year. They're ready for the challenge. They're looking forward to the opportunity. And we just got to be aware of those guys up front because we know that they can change the game real quick.
What was the hardest hitting defense you faced to this point in the year that really put a licking on you? You put a licking on those defenders too. But what was the best defense you faced from a pass from a rushing perspective? Because you're a scrambling quarterback too, so you do take some hits out there.
There's been a couple games that in the Big 12 that we've had some good pass rushing. Obviously Kansas State, they got tons of dudes. Obviously Felix at DN. Texas did a great job of getting to us and causing pressure. Texas Tech did a great job. So, three of those guys are teams that, did a great job of kind of creating pressure on us.
Now, is Michigan's defense, the scheme, a little different than other teams you've seen in the Big 12 to this point, or football is football?
No, yeah, there's similar similarities between, some teams that we play in Michigan, but obviously Michigan, that's their team, that's their defense. Nothing can kind of replicate what they do. Obviously, they're one of the best in the nation. What they play and what they do it at an extremely high level. And, there's not a lot of people like them around the country.
And finally, linebacker Johnny Hodges.
Johnny, how many times have you been asked about 3-3-5 today?
I don't know. A lot.
A lot. Does it get annoying? Has it gotten annoying to this point?
For me, yeah, but as a media perspective, they want to know, so I understand it.
Yeah, so why do you think people are asking, and what should they understand?
I think people are asking because not a lot of people run it, so they're thinking since not a lot of people do it, it doesn't work effectively. People should understand that it gets a lot of people in positions to make plays and show off their athleticism, break shots in the box. It's a fun defense to play in, and it's a fun defense to watch when we're executing it well.
Yeah, so for a linebacker's perspective, does that kind of, obviously you don't need any extra motivation, man. You're in the college football playoff, but any little bit extra helps. So is a little bit more juice because of that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, seeing what they've been saying in their media stuff.
Who's they?
Just some of the players on Michigan. Just a couple players. I'm not going to say any names.
Okay. Was it one of them that might have said something about, smash mouth ball on their side?
Probably physicality, yeah.
Do you understand it from their end?
Yeah, they've never seen a defense like this. And, that's what the media's pushing the narrative, and they're buying into the narrative, and that's what they pride themselves on, their physicality.
So. Yeah, I'm not sure if you're familiar with any Jim Knowles, former Oklahoma State defensive coordinator. He's Ohio State's defensive coordinator now.
Very familiar.
Would you say there's any similarities between Ohio State's defense and TCU's defense, or not really?
Not really. I'd just say he probably has a little more familiarity with the 3-3-5 because there's a couple teams from the Big 12 that run it. But they don't run a 3-3-5. They have four down linemen that are terrific, and they don't need defensive linemen because they have four really good ones, athletic guys.
Well, besides a couple players maybe motivating you a little more on the other side with their media stuff, do you have respect for Michigan, they've done this year?
Of course. I mean, I have respect for all the teams at this stage in the playoff for a reason. But yeah, I have tremendous respect for them. They're a great team, well coached, and it's going to be an honor and fun playing against them. Can't wait to compete.
That wraps it up from our coverage from the TCU Media Day, an hour which was defined by players getting asked a bunch about their 3-3-5 defense and how it stacks up against Michigan. Also, players, a lot of them had a chip on their shoulder. They think they're a fast team, and they don't really seem too concerned about Michigan's physicality. And it's good to be confident, but we'll see if that confidence pays dividends on New Year's Eve in Phoenix when they take on your Michigan football Wolverines for a spot, for a chance to get to Los Angeles and that coveted national championship game. This has been Trevor Woods from SB Nation's Maize and Brew. You can follow me on Twitter at WoodsFootball, and I will be speaking to you folks soon. We'll have podcasts throughout the week, throughout the day. There'll be one covering the Michigan Media Day. There'll be another with the joint press conference from Jim Harbaugh and Sonny Dykes. There'll be recaps, practice recaps, and a whole bunch of other stuff on the website. So definitely keep a lookout all week long, because we love to talk and hear from you. Take care.